Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the different temptations of Adam and Eve. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I believe Adam's temptation was there, but it was different than Eve's. Eve was really, it was pride that went after her. The devil was able to use pride. Hey, you'll be as God. Boy, you'll be at such a higher level. All this stuff that would be so much better, and she believed it. Your understanding can be as God's. God doesn't want you up that high. So, as he's telling her all that, she's drinking it in, and says, see, that fruit's good to eat of. She probably took a bite and said, man, it is. Then she goes to Adam. Adam knows. He's not deceived. He knows. But God said they'd surely die. They'd be separated from him forever. But he doesn't want to lose Eve. Some say it's because he loves her so much. I don't know if it is or not. We're not really told. We like to fill in blanks that we don't know. But what, for whatever reason it was, he has a wife, and if she's gone, he feels like he has nothing. Maybe he doesn't want another rib taken out to make another woman. But he, by choice, fell. He had the free will. And so, then they were taken out of the garden. You and I, when we received Jesus Christ, still have an old nature and the free will to choose, as Adam and Eve, to choose obedience to the Lord or to give in to that temptation. Now look, you will not lose your salvation if you give in to temptation. But we can lose reward. Therefore, we must think on how we can not only lose reward, but also lose a part that we could have had in ruling and reigning with Christ and make our eternity less than what God wanted to be for us. And we did that by the choice, the free will that we had to choose one way or the other. But your sin, you know, you're not going to lose your salvation over sin because it was paid for on the cross. And when you received him, that sin of yours, whatever it would be in your entire lifetime, would come under the blood of Jesus Christ. So even before you were born, you hadn't committed any sin. Before you were even conceived. But then sin comes in, and it had to be paid for. We sin by free will. Now, with the new nature is not going to sin. But you've got to walk in the Holy Spirit, or you're going to lose. You're going to lose it. Chapter 1, verses 24 and 25 of that book of Jude. It's only one chapter, but we read this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. By the way, the idea there of dominion and power is all authority for all eternity. He keeps us from falling. That is both in our spiritual, but also by the blood and spirit bearing witness with our spirit. You see, unlike Adam, we cannot lose the life of the new nature because we've been given a second nature. We've been given a second inner man, you might say. An old nature was what we have, but added to that now is this new nature, this new inner man. Adam was saved, I believe, but I believe he was saved looking ahead by faith to a Messiah that comes as he saw it in the sacrifices and the blood sacrifices they would make, and being told that of the seed of the woman, and he knew, well, the seed's not of a woman. Seed's usually of a man, but the seed of a woman. Well, what was the seed of the woman? Well, the Holy Spirit would come upon her, and that holy thing that would be born of her would be called the Son of God. So the Holy Spirit came upon Eve and started to form inside her that seed. Now, that wasn't sexual. Don't try to make something sexual out of it. It was the Holy Spirit, a spirit coming upon her. You don't have sex with spirits. The Spirit of God came upon her and formed a seed in her, and then the Father took over the seed and formed that seed over the period of time. Now, having done all that, for us, saving our soul. And then as we read here, we find out that when he died for us on the cross, our battle is now a battle of the old and new nature that we all have. That's the battle we have now. And the Holy Spirit is indwelling us, but it is we who make the mistake of quenching the Holy Spirit through what we do. Now, let me illustrate that here with Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. For that which I do, I allow not. And for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Now, who's saying that? Well, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul is giving his testimony. Verse 16 there then of Romans 7. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law of God was holy. It wasn't a bad thing. It's holy. People speak against the law today. The law wasn't bad. It wasn't evil. The law was holy. It was showing us the standard of God. Verse 17, Romans 7. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Okay, now he's talking about his flesh, his old nature. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. It's corrupt, you see. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. You see, you've got to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Figuring it out is like saying God would measure my good against my bad, and people try to figure it out that way. No, you've got to be in the Word and let God lead you through His Word. For the good that I would, verse 19, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, why would he say it's not I that do it, but sin? You see, he has that new nature. It's not my new nature. I am allowing the old nature to have rule in me. Now, we want to blame so many things in our life. Or we want to say, well, it's not that bad. My friend, there is no thing in the Bible that says sin is never that bad. So, sin is still sin. So we see, particularly in these five verses that I've just read in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 20, we've seen those verses that even the Apostle Paul, what we would consider the best Christian since the day of Christ, and I don't know that for sure, but many of us would think that, then these last five verses tell us this. Verse 21, I find in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, I want to know the word of God. Oh, I want to know him so much more intimately. Oh, I want, as I read the word, for him to reveal more and more to me. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Have you ever been tempted to do something and you did it? You know, you started making excuses. Why? It's all right to do it this time. It's all right for me to do that. It might be a man looking at pornography. It might be a lady dressing in an immodest way. It could be so many different things. And he tries to somehow justify it, give it a reason. She tries to give it a reason. And then after you do it, oh man, you feel so sorry. You feel bad. You feel like, oh, I had a chance and I messed up. Now look, all of us probably really could say that. Yeah, the preacher included. Of different things that we knew we shouldn't do, but we somehow tried to justify it. And now we could kick ourselves for having done it, or whatever it was. And so this is where the Apostle Paul, writing under, I mean, what he's saying here is true of himself, but I don't think he wanted to write. I think it's what the Holy Spirit told him, write these words, every word of it. So he says, O wretched man, in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible